Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Lip Beyond podcast. My name is Jacqueline, and I am here again with Dr. Vanderpool, and we are kind of continuing this new series that we started last week, and this is the 1,000 Days series. And if you are anything like me, this might be news to you, but today we are going to be talking about the building blocks of the first 1,000 days. So before we jump into this, Dr. V, would you mind explaining to me, like, what is the 1,000 days? Why is it important? Kind of fill us in on what all this means.
You bet. That sounds great. You know, the first 1,000 days of a baby's life are vitally important to his or her survival, as well as the quality of life that he or she is going to have. And those first 1,000 days start with conception. And so as soon as the baby is conceived, the time that the clock is ticking, so to speak, and every event becomes paramount in the success of the children.
So what are those building blocks of the first 1,000 days? What are the most important pieces to this that we need to be thinking about?
That's a great question. And, you know, we've identified three basic building blocks that occur during these first 1,000 days that are very essential to the performance, to the outcomes of these children, the brain formation, how tall they'll be, how much weight and strength they'll have. And so the three things that we've identified, first of all, is nutrition. The nutritional status of the mother and the child are very important in the way the child will grow. Secondly, the health care of both the mother and the child are vital to the health and well-being of the child. And then thirdly, the security situation that the mother and child live in is absolutely important to the welfare of both the mother and the child.
That's good. So let's start off with this nutritional building block, and maybe even specifically with the mothers. I think everyone can kind of have this idea that it's important that the mother takes care of herself while she's pregnant and is very careful about the things that she puts into her body. But can you maybe give us a little bit more clarity on what all that means?
Absolutely. You know, the nutritional status of the mother is just absolutely vital to both her well-being and the child's well-being. Basically, the mother's going to need to add about 300 calories a day to her diet to adequately grow this baby that's going on inside her, as well as maintain her nutritional status. And of course, we're talking about low-income countries and the challenges that mothers face doing this. These may be a group of mothers that don't get enough nutrition on a good day, even when they're not pregnant. And so adding another 300 calories can be a pretty daunting task. But those are the calories that are going to make a healthy baby and then keep her healthy as well.
So I do not have children. I have never been through a maternal health program other than the one that we have in Haiti. But I'm assuming that this is not 300 calories that you're eating, like with bonbons and things like that. I would imagine that this is important, that the nutrients that you are getting or the nutrients you are getting are important ones, that this isn't just sugar and things like that. So what in the developing countries, what are good foods that you can find that healthy caloric intake in? What would be some foods that we would want to provide to mothers in third world countries?
Well, that's a great question, because you're exactly right. You know, it needs to be a balanced diet. And so you don't want a diet that's overweighted in carbohydrates or overweighted in fats. And unfortunately, carbohydrates are inexpensive, and so people in low-income countries will typically consume a large number of carbohydrates. Fats are inexpensive as well, and so you'll see a lot of fried foods and those kinds of things. But those are not the kind of calories that the mother needs. She needs a lot of protein, and unfortunately, protein's expensive. And so finding a well-rounded diet that includes sufficient protein in it can be a little bit difficult. But some things that will really help that is, seeking meats and then other protein sources. Beans are a great protein source. And then good carbohydrate sources as well, with balanced amino acids. In different cultures, we see different things that satisfy those needs. Many times in a Latin culture, corn and beans are eaten together. And that's a very nutritious combination. It actually has the amino acids that you need, as well as the protein. In Haiti, rice is usually substituted for corn. And rice doesn't have a lot of good nutrients unless it's fortified. And typically in these low-tier countries, they do not have fortified rice. And so it's a lot of carbohydrates without a lot of the nutrition. So we can really experience some challenges in low-income countries where rice is a primary carbohydrate.
Mm. Well, that is interesting. So we've talked about how important it is to add 300 calories to your diet when you're pregnant per day. So what are some things that are important that you can supplement outside of food as well?
Well, prenatal vitamins are essential in developing a healthy baby. And they need to be high quality. Prenatal vitamins need to be taken every day. Preferably before you get pregnant. And so that can be a challenge, of course. Some people even advocate that all women who are in the age of pregnancy should be on prenatal vitamins. And so in our environment, in the low-income countries, that can be a little challenging, from expense standpoint. But the prenatal vitamins will really supplement a healthy diet. They don't take care of everything by any stretch. But they are supplementation. And there are certain elements of these vitamins that are more important than others. Things like folic acid is a very, very important nutrient. It's found in green leafy vegetables, berries, nuts, beans, citrus fruits, and things like that. And so oftentimes folic acid is something that the woman can get if she really works at it. Otherwise, the prenatal vitamins are great. The reason folic acid is so important is that it reduces the risk of what we call neural tube defects or birth defects in the brain and spinal cord. And so in areas such as ours in Haiti, we see a lot of brain and spinal cord defects, birth defects, and most likely that is due to an inadequate folic acid ingestion. So very, very helpful and early on. So even after the first month after conception, folic acid is very, very important. And so you can imagine the mother may not just barely know that she's even pregnant at that point, and yet taking that folic acid can make her baby so much more healthy. So another nutrient that's found in prenatal vitamins that it's just essential is iron. And so iron is a basic building block of the red blood cells and the hemoglobin that carry oxygen. So it's extremely important. It helps the placenta and the baby to develop properly. So it helps prevent certain diseases where the placenta separates early. And so that's a big problem also in the implantation of the baby itself. And so these are some things that are very, very important. We find in our area of Haiti that many women do not take enough iron on a regular basis. And so they're very anemic. And they know it. It's interesting. It doesn't take a blood test. They can come in and they'll tell you that they're anemic. And so it is something that can be corrected pretty easily with iron. It takes a little time, but it's very, very important. In fact, if when the baby is developing inside the mother, the baby will take all of the mother's iron. And so if she doesn't supplement that iron, then she can get pretty far behind as far as her own iron. And the things that, the problems that occur with anemia, the women can have increased bleeding when they're giving birth to the child. And that's a major cause of death in mothers, especially in low-income countries. And so these are very important supplements to add to a diet. All of the ladies in our maternal health program take prenatal vitamins. In fact, we keep them on it, whether they're pregnant or not, so that the next time they get pregnant, they'll be a little ahead of the game.
I meant to ask you this question before, but I definitely think that it's worth going back to. So I apologize that I'm kind of weaving a little bit out of order here. But when we were talking about the mother's nutrition and how important that is, I would love for you to highlight how often it is that, especially we see this in Haiti, that the mothers will eat last, or that they will give a lot of their portions away. And so I would love to hear about how specifically Live Beyond is combating that to make sure that our moms are getting enough calories and food and nutrients every day.
That's a great question. You know, many times in low-income countries, the mother and father will identify the child that they think has got the best shot at doing well in life. Perhaps it's the smartest child or the strongest child. And that child will eat first, and that child will get most of the calories, most of the protein around the table. Many times it's the mother who doesn't eat until last. And so the mother may be in dire straits just anyway. We see oftentimes in Haiti where the boyfriend will come and steal food or take food away from the mother and the children. And so it's a very difficult situation, and it's one in which the mother really suffers quite a bit. And so so when having the mother eat a well-balanced diet regularly is very important.
Mm-hmm. So at Live Beyond, we make sure that we provide our mothers with a well-balanced meal every single time that they come in, and we also send them home with food just to make sure that they will always have enough food, not only for themselves, but also for their families as well. And I think that we have seen that to be such an integral part of our program, that making sure that not only are they getting the nutrients for themselves and for their babies, but also that they're getting enough food, because that's obviously very, very important. Clearly, we can see just how important it is for the mother to have a healthy and balanced nutrition while being pregnant. And it is so exciting to see the ways that Live Beyond is ensuring healthy mothers and healthy babies. So thank you so much to Dr. V for your great insight into the first 1,000 days. If you would like to learn more about Live Beyond, you can go to livebeyond.org and check out all of our programs. If you feel like it's been put on your heart to donate, you can do so by following the Give Now button. We also have other episodes covering the first 1,000 days, so do make sure you go check out all of those. But have a great day, and don't forget to go out and live beyond.